Planet of the Nun.
Good evening. It seems that tonight's episode has body to it, or should I say bodies to it. We were going to present this presentation to you live, but now that most of the people who took part in this play are deceased, that would be quite hard. So let us now enter that horror of horrors, that great happy hunting ground up above, that fantastic place where black is a wonderful color, the planet of the nuns. Voice of horror, who mourns for lonely nuns? Tape play by Daniel Hudson. Produced by Paul Mason. Hedwig Swords wardrobe designed by the devil himself. Ruth Chass's wardrobe designed by herself. Written by Ruth Chass. Directed by Hedwig Zorb.
In the last episode of the Planet of the Nuns, Emma's voice terrorizing the planet of the nuns. Everyone told the council that they were not responsible for it and sent Sister Mary Cinny number 2 to round up people who could be this voice of horror. President Nixon.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, here I am.
And the two student leaders.
Hi.
We're Tom and Chris.
Yeah.
And they were on trial. The nuns were testifying against them when someone shot Ruth, a witness.
Dirty bastards!
Ruth's been shot! Ruth's been shot! And that's where we left off in our last episode. Alive.
Oh, they are alive. Yes,
I don't like that, Doc.
You be quiet. Now I can shoot just as well as you.
Sister, may I have a lollipop?
Yes, with something in it.
What, sister?
A bullet.
Oh, man.
No, this is still a trial. Let's get on with it. Yeah.
But I can't. I've just been shot.
You are a murderer.
No, I'm dead.
No. Let's have no more of this. Let's get on with the trial. Bring in a new prosecutor.
Bring in a new prosecutor.
I'm the new prosecutor, and my next witness will be the Invisible Nun. She has witnessed everything that is going on the planet. Invisible Nun.
Invisible Nun.
Invisible Nun. Invisible Nun. Invisible Nun.
Invisible Nun, have you taken the stone?
Good evening, gentlemen. I have been a spy for Nan for a very long time, and since I'm invisible, nobody can see me, so I can be anywhere. I've witnessed some of the most atrocious things.
Then you are our new witness against the students.
Planet of the Nuns.
I know who the voice of horror is. I know.
Well, Invisible Nun, will you tell us?
Yes.
First, I'd like some evidence from you about the students and about how they have been against us, so we can exterminate them.
I have a tape recording here of a conversation between Tom Smith and Chris Jones. Let's play it, shan't we?
Wake up, Tom, wake up.
Yeah, what? What is it? What is it?
The nun dropped some plans on the floor. I looked at them, and there's a new rocket that was just completed yesterday, and we can escape in it.
But how? We'll never get near it. We'll never be able to get close to it.
Yes, we can. It's our only chance. We gotta.
But how will we get close to it?
There's no chance at all.
The only way, we're confined to the school. It's probably because of this rock.
Well, I have a plan.
And that plan was one against the nuns, wasn't it?
Obviously. Now I'll tell you who the voice of horror...
Well, stop stalling and tell us who is it.
Wait, I can't now. I'm fading away. I need to come back soon. Bye.
Where are you going?
Don't you see? She's lost her power. She must go back to the non-refueling station to become invisible again. If anyone knows her identity, then she's lost. You see, she's out of a job.
But the voice of horror... He'll be waiting at the fueling station! Planet of the Nuns. Ruth, we must go to the fuel station and find out who this voice of horror is.
You go, I'm too sick to.
You come along with your bag of bones and prove your worth on the series.
Excuse me, sister. Hedwig, you must leave now.
To you, boy.
Sister, you must leave now.
Suppose you have a convenient bulletproof vest, eh?
Not anymore.
No, really, sister, the man meant what he said.
Oh,
you have to leave.
I'll go.
He really meant what he said.
Sister. He disappeared. I don't know what you're talking about, boys.
Must go to the fueling station. Have to stop the invisible nun.
Fill her up, please. Fill her up. I can't become visible again. Yeah.
I'll fill her up.
Thank you.
I filled you up with visibility fluid. Now I'll be able to see who you are.
Let's get out of here. Let's get out. He's after me. You missed me! You missed me!
But you're becoming visible, and I can see your tracks in the sand.
The voice of horror! Nobody must see me!
I'm the voice of horror.
Tom Smith!
Yes.
But why didn't you tell me this? I'm Chris Jones.
Good Lord!
Come on, we better get to the filling station right away.
Emergency, emergency. Chris Jones and Tom Smith are nun criminals. Hunt them down and shoot them.
We gotta get out of here, Tom Smith. We gotta get out of here.
Don't you panic.
It's Hedwig
and Ruth.
I had to do it, Tom Smith. I had to do it. It was my only chance. But why didn't you tell me? Why were you the
because
one?
I wanted the money for myself.
You wanted power.
Power, and I wanted to get the people rebellious against the
lie. Why did you do it? Do it.
to incite the people against the nuns, but I didn't want them to learn who I was.
Surround them.
Ah, no, Tom, get away. Tom. You may have killed us, nuns, but there are still the other students, and they will rebel.
Look, Hedwig, there's a ship, and it looks like the one they landed on the Playa de Nuns with, but that's impossible. It's rising. They're going back the way they came. Stop
that. No one's escaped us yet. Sit down there, Lord.
Arm these guys. Arm these guys. They must not escape. We've got to get out of here. Back to Earth. Back to Earth.
Quick, speed the ship up.
But it's not going any faster, Jonathan. It's not going any faster.
Find the drummer. Speed it up.
Get it. Please. Faster. They're shooting us. We're going down. They didn't escape.
Crash. Crash right on number one's house. He's dead now. Means we can take over, Ruth. We will.
But what about the new number one?
We'll get it. No! It's number one! He heard what we said!
You know, sisters, you shouldn't be so confident. Goodbye. Goodbye.
No!
Goodbye. You know, Tom Smith and Chris Jones, they will get their punishment. But you will get your punishment too, because you are not the only innocent ones. You are evil just like them. Someday I shall rule. Someday all evil will be conquered out. And the plan of the nuns shall be itself again. No!
No!
No! I mean, you really wouldn't believe it, but our time has run out. I have to go now. For number one's waiting. Good evening.
Planet of the Nuns, featuring Voice of Horror, Who Mourns for Lonely Nuns, with Kristen Norton, Louise Sorrell, Tom Sutter, Hedwig Zorb, John Cassette, Red Farmer, and Harry Projectile. Planet of the Nuns, copyright 1971 by ACD Productions Incorporated. Music composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith.